This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The railways will set up permanent holding areas at 60 railway stations across the country to manage crowds. Sources in the ministry said the decision has been taken to manage heavy crowds during peak season. The railways will also use advanced technology to monitor crowds. It said a special campaign will be launched at all Delhi railway stations to monitor the facilities and smooth flow of passengers. During the campaign, the railways will take feedback from passengers, shopkeepers, police and coolies. To ensure smooth passenger movement, platform tickets will not be issued at New Delhi railway station for next 1 week between 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. A total of 338 special trains were operated from various stations of Prayagraj yesterday for the convenience of the devotees returning home after taking a holy dip in the Sangam. Railway said more than 18 lakh passengers travelled in these trains. In a major technological breakthrough, India has developed the world's largest 10-ton propellant mixture for solid rocket motors. The mixture was designed by ISRO's Satish Dhawan Space Centre in collaboration with the Central Manufacturing Technology Institute in Bengaluru. The mixture weighs 150 tons and stands 8.7 metres tall with a length of 5.4 metres and a breadth of 3.3 metres. It ensures precise and safe mixing of solid propellant ingredients essential for rocket launch. We have more from a correspondent.
The Indian Space Agency ISRO has once again made our country proud. From the launch vehicles to satellites, from launch pads to spacecraft re-entry technologies, ISRO has achieved milestones significant for the growth of Indian space program. The production of 10-ton vertical mixer is testament to India's growing technological prowess, self-reliance and commitment to innovation. This equipment can be operated remotely as the process involves highly hazardous materials. The capacity of the mixer is so huge that it will help speed up heavy solid motor production. The hydraulic drive and multiple agitators will ensure precise mixing of the ingredients. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that two new features have been added under the National Education Policy that will not only shape job seekers but also job creators. Addressing the 126th Founders Day of Delhi University's Hindu College in New Delhi, the minister underscored that the youth of the country requires job security, decent living, economic empowerment, among others. Mr. Pradhan further said that a separate foundation will be laid to foster research across the country. He added that the government envisions the creation of Anusandhan National Research Foundation and an interest-free loan of 1 lakh crore rupees is available for the Indian industry. The minister urged the students to use the funds on research and innovation. India's smartphone exports surged by 140% in January compared to the same month last year, reaching a record 25,000 crore rupees. This remarkable growth was driven by tech giants Apple and Samsung, who ramped up overseas shipments from the Indian supply chains. From April to January of the current financial year, total smartphone exports have touched 1.55 lakh crore rupees, representing a 56% increase over the corresponding period of 99,120 crore rupees in the same period last year. India's growing electronics exports, especially in smartphones, have been boosted by the government's production-linked incentive scheme, which has attracted global tech giants. The benchmark domestic equity indices today snapped the 8-day losing streak to end with marginal gains led by pharma, healthcare and consumer durable sectors. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, rose 58 points to close at 75,997. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 30 points to settle at 22,959. An earthquake of magnitude 4.0 hit New Delhi and several parts of northern India early this morning. According to the National Centre of Seismology, the origin time was 5:36 hours and the epicenter was located at a depth of 5 kilometres near Delhi. In the Women's Premier League, WPL, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Both teams have registered victories in the previous matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.